Here's a thought about my baseline camera settings. And this comes about actually because of a question I received from a Lenswork Online member who asked about how I have my camera set up for its defaults. That is to say, you know, when you turn on your digital camera, it automatically defaults to certain settings. And you can determine, well, depending on the camera and the software, you can determine whether or not it defaults to the last settings that you used or if it defaults to some predetermined set of settings that you use. And that's what I do because I use the same settings over and over and over again as sort of a starting point for every picture that I make. And I have this saved in my camera as Custom 2, which in my case is my setting for hand holding with dual image stabilization. And this is probably how I shoot 80 or 90% of my images these days. So here are my basic camera settings. Not that this is necessarily going to work for you, but since I was asked, here we go. The first thing is I always capture raw images, so I have that as my default. I never capture JPEG images because I want full processing capabilities once I pull it into Photoshop or Lightroom. In my case, I use f4 and a 2500th of a second as my basic defaults. Every time I turn on the camera, every time I turn to Custom 2, it automatically goes to f4 at a 2500th of a second, and I find that gives me most frequently sufficient depth of field for what I tend to photograph, and it gives me a really fast shutter speed so I can make sure that my pictures are nice and sharp. So how do I control exposure? For me, the next setting is I have it set for a floating ISO. That is to say, the camera does its exposure metering and then selects on its own, without me having to think about it, what it thinks is the correct ISO in order to get the proper exposure. I do fairly regularly override that by simply dialing an underexposure or an overexposure bias compensation. But I don't change the ISO. I let the camera change the ISO. And as long as I don't exceed, in my case, well, easily 1600 ISO, but pretty comfortably up to 3200 ISO, I know I'm going to get a terrific photograph in terms of the quality and whatever noise there's going to be, etc. Then I also have image stabilization set to maximum, my highlight zebras turned on, spot focus, and a monochromatic viewfinder so that when I'm composing, I'm actually composing in black and white as I look through the viewfinder or on the LCD screen. Those are my baseline settings that I use, like I say, maybe 80% of the time. But for me, the real key is this idea of the floating ISO. That way, I never have to think about what shutter speed I'm using unless it's a moving subject and I'm trying to do something particular about movement, or what aperture I'm using unless I particularly need to use a wide open aperture for a very shallow depth of field for compositional reasons. But I think for me, the great revelation with this kind of use of a digital camera was that it's the opposite of what I did for all those years in film, because the film speed, the ASA as we used to call it, was constant. And what we had to do was manipulate the shutter speed and the aperture for every single exposure. Now I don't manipulate the shutter speed or aperture except for rare occasions, and I let the ISO change. So a completely different sort of habit that I had to learn in digital photography. But for the work that I do, it's really the best method I've come up with for ensuring consistently good images, sharp images, depth of field sufficient for my images. It's reduced all of that so that it's not point and shoot. It's not that simplistic, but it relieves me from having to think so hard about all that stuff when I'm in the field so that I can concentrate more on the aesthetic information I'm trying to feel and capture in the photograph.
Copyright 2022, Lenswork Publishing.